Well, we're looking forward to this season. Obviously, we don't have a lot of guys returning. We have two very good players returning in Desmond Bane and Kevin Samuel. But after that, we don't have much. And so there's, you know, obviously we're not picked very high. And I've seen us 8, 9, 10 out of 10. So that's, you know, to be expected when you return so few guys. But I'm excited about our guys. We've had a great summer. Best summer I've ever had as far as TCU, as far as practice, working out, growth, development, and the improvement. So we're excited about the new guys, 9 new players, which is a lot even in today's game. But at the same time, the league is wide open. So many teams are bringing in about the same amount of new players, and it's just the way of college basketball. So we are excited about this group. They've worked hard, and we get great leadership from the two guys that have been here today, Desmond Bane, the senior, and Kevin, who's really a third-year sophomore for us. I'm excited about what we can become because of those two guys, not only as players but as leaders. And so that's where I think our growth will be.
We got a question on the right-hand side rear.
Davidson for Star Telegram. You've talked about movement before, but just how much of do you have to adapt in today's game with so many guys coming and going?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I've embraced it. You know, we're going to have transfers. It's, you know, when you make it easier, the rules and the grad transfers and easier to transfers, the waivers, it's got everybody talking about every kid transfers thinking they're going to be eligible right away. That's how guys are getting recruited now. That's how kids are being moved. And AAU guys or third-party guys are talking to them about you'll be eligible right away. So it is the environment, and there's no surprises by it. Yeah, we'll work with it and adapt as we do, as I've done throughout my career in the different spots. So, you know, good or bad, it is what it is. You know, you just got to find the right guys, the right place. But I think we're in a good spot for that because of our location. And we're excited about our newcomers that we have. Some are transfers, some are high school guys. But we're really excited about them and their growth.
Questions for the coach. They're going to let you go this easy, coach. We got a question on the front left.
Riley Gates from GoPowerCat.com. Is there a freshman that stands out so far to you that's really kind of taken your system, adapted real well, and really been a key for you to lean on?
Yeah, I mean, we signed 3 guys early that we were really excited about when we signed them. But I probably think the one guy, if I just got narrowed, because we have 5 high school guys coming in, so high school freshmen and what, 3 transfers, I guess. 4, actually. So the one that's probably been the biggest surprise, I guess you can say, and we knew he was going to be good, but is Deontay Smith. He's probably more so, he's more physical, he's tougher, better feel, a little bit more versatile than maybe even I thought. And I knew he was very talented, but really understands the game and has a real good demeanor at the same time. So he's got the ability to be a little bit more physical than I would have anticipated. And he's gotten bigger, stronger in the short time he's been there. He got there in June. So I think he's been the biggest surprise of the 9 newcomers. So I've got a long list to pick from, but I'm excited about him and always was. But he'll be ready to play for us this year.
Got any other questions? We got a question on the right-hand side rear.
Jamie, going off
your name, please, again.
Yeah. Drew Davidson, start out. Going off that, Coach, Francisco, kind of, how has his growth been in bringing in an international guy in his background? And do you feel like that kind of suits your system style well?
Well, I mean, we're excited about him. I mean, the interesting thing about him is international, Argentina. It seems like, you know, all the different adjustments he's going to make. But he played in the NBA Academy. He's played a lot of international basketball. He went to Australia for that international academy. So his English I was concerned about that, but that's not an issue, given that he's been in Australia the last year and a half. And then he grew up in Italy, too, and his dad was played on the national team in Argentina with Manu Ginobili. So the guy's been around high-level basketball since he was born, and has played in it, too, as well. So we're really excited about him. He's a true point. I mean, so he's he's a good heady player, and he's getting better. He's got to get stronger, quicker, all those things. But he's working, and we're excited about him.